All right, Jeremy, I have the perfect way to get into this podcast.
Okay, lay it on me, dude.
You see that guy over there?
Yeah, the big, fat, bald guy. Kind of looks like security.
Yeah, and anyway, I guarantee you I can get us in with my mouth.
Your mouth? I thought you said we had backstage passes.
To a podcast?
Yeah, dude, these guys are famous.
What? We don't have backstage passes to a podcast? That's ridiculous.
Their name's all over the Kia.
Hey, sir. I know, deep down, you want your dick sucked, so I'm going to do that for you. If you let me and my friend through this door, I'll give you the greatest orgasm you've ever received.
You mean to tell me that if I let you in this door, you going to give me some mouth hugs?
Yes, that's what I mean. If you're willing to let us in, I'll give you the greatest mouth hug of all time.
Jesus Christ, Mike. I think this is the biggest thing you've ever taken for this show.
Jeremy, I have nothing to live for anymore.
I mean, look at it. Okay? It's huge.
Oh, God. Jesus Christ. You're not even circumcised.
It's bigger at the bottom than it is at the top.
It's bigger on the inside.
It tapers like a candle.
Oh, God. All right, I'm going to take one for the team, and that'll get us into this podcast, Jeremy.
All right, Mike, go for it. Mike, I think this door's open.
Welcome back to another episode of Maniacal Music Musings. We are so happy to have you back, muters. And Chansey, why is that fucking guy sucking Don Vito's dick outside the back door? What the fuck? Anyway, we are so happy to be back again. We're getting black this episode, baby. Real black. We're coming in like a bat out of hell. And yes, Chansey, I know you don't like backcountry. We've been through this. You drove through it one too many times, and you just don't like dealing with backcountry. You want to get here as fast as possible. I know, Chansey. I know. But we are here to talk about some great albums. So, Swifties, grab your diapers and put them on just like Chansey showed you in the pre-podcast video.
I'm just kidding.
And let's get this show on the road.
Hey, Mike, here they are. Right here. This door right here.
Hello, we're here to steal your podcast.
Wait.
You don't put your pants up.
Did he say you had to suck somebody's dick to get in here?
Yeah, that big fat bald guy out there. He was leaning against the wall.
It was your guard.
That's not our guard. That's just big Don Vito.
We don't even have security, guys.
What?
Mike, they don't have security. What?
It's just a guy?
Mike. You were like a fucking, you were like a little fucking skank at a Guns N' Roses concert in the 80s.
That's Big Don Vito, and he sucked a lot of dick for cracks. So he might want to get checked out. But
you may be here to steal our podcast, but it appears you've also stolen your innocence as well.
I'll never love again.
Wait, you love that guy now?
What? No.
Nobody puts Don Vito in a corner.
I'll never love again. Podcast where we do your podcast and we do it better,
faster,
stronger,
hornier.
Yes. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, Mike.
How are you?
I'm doing great, buddy. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Cheers to you, friend. And Maniacal Music Musings. That's the name of a show that we're stealing. It's got to deal with music and stuff. You know what? I love music. I'm a huge fan. And Jeremy, do you like music?
Are there people that don't?
Yes.
Don't like any type of music?
I've heard of them.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think that's all propaganda.
You think so?
I don't know.
Could be robots.
Seems weird that you wouldn't be able to vibe with something.
I feel like music is that universal language. I really do.
Sure.
It really permeates your soul. Good music. Everyone has that favorite band. And we have the lead singer of one of our favorite bands.
Absolutely.
On here today.
Hey.
Kyle, hello.
How are you guys doing?
We're doing peachy keen.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. Kyle, listeners, is the lead singer for a great band that you may have heard on this show, Lydia Can't Breathe.
How's it going, everybody?
So we're going to be talking about music today. We're going to talk about you and the adventures you've gone on with your band. And I have a lot of questions I want to get answered by you and Jeremy today.
Very nice.
Let me pull up the text document.
Kyle, when did you start getting into music?
Yeah.
I've been playing guitar since I was like 12, but I mean, I always like listened to music when I was like young. Like I remember being in like the car and listening to like AC/DC and stuff with my dad when I was like 8, you know what I mean? Like super young.
Nice.
So I've always vibed it, but I've only been creating it since I was like 12.
Only. Oh, 4-year hiatus.
Only.
So, you guys recently had a single out called Killers, and your music video for that song, it's been out a few weeks, and it's already hit like 143,000 views on YouTube.
Fantastic.
Is your mom proud of this?
I mean, I don't know if she is or not, but I mean, she's proud of me for doing whatever I want to do, I guess.
Oh. Well, that leads to my follow-up question, which is, what kind of relationship do you have with your mother?
Great one, actually. Like, she's super cool. We always hang out. I go over to my parents, like, actually, like, every Sunday for dinner if I'm not on tour.
Oh, that's awesome.
Just to kinda, yeah, to try to, like, keep it 100, you know what I mean? You got to spend as much time with family as possible.
I agree.
So, yeah, she's super cool. I want to say definitely like top 3 people in my life, like for sure.
Shout out to Kyle's mom. Speaking of going on tour, what's your top 3 cities that you guys like to tour in? Like if you're like, fuck, we gotta hit up. Jeremy, give me a city.
Atlanta.
Atlanta. We gotta hit up Atlanta.
Actually, Atlanta's mellow, but yeah, I would say my top, I like Colorado. Like Denver's pretty lit. There's like some, you know, the side suburbs and stuff. There's just like really cool people there. I mean, I'm a blazer, so I mean, I like going there, you know, because it's always good smoke. But I just thought that like the vibe of the people, they really like it there.
Nice.
And then I want to say I like playing home. I like playing Florida. Florida's cool. And then I'd say like, maybe like Michigan or something like that, like one or like Wisconsin or something, like some of those like Midwest cities we have really big followings in, so they're like fun shows, you know what I mean? It's all about how many people are vibing it that night, I want to say, for me.
Mm-hmm. I've always pointed out that Michigan is one of those sleeper states.
Yeah,
what I call a sleeper state. The weed is really good and cheap, legal weed, and the when it comes to like rock metal shows, like, there's some hardcore people out there, man. Some hardcore fans.
Yeah, bar
out there.
None. Yeah, yeah. They got, like, really good, like, underground venues. You know, like, venues that are, like, 200 to, like, 1,000 cap venues or something. You know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
All those venues. That, yeah. There's, like, really good followings up there for sure.
Yeah, those are the best places, too. I remember when I was younger. That Michigan and Iowa. I went to this metal show.
Iowa. You're right. Iowa is amazing as well.
I met some of the coolest people, man. I showed up. I didn't have any weed. And this guy's like, here, take my bag. Take this bowl, man. Just bring it back, dude. We'll be at the show. I was like, hell yeah, dude. I went out, smoked.
How do I find you?
Dude, I'm still friends with them today.
What? Really?
Yeah, met him at a random rock show in my early 20s. Yeah. Iowa's a fucking badass place, too.
And Kyle, on your last nationwide tour that you guys did, and I followed the trip. You know, you were on tour with another band, and you guys vowed you would smoke 420 joints or blunts or something like that. You know, and during that tour, and you were successful, correct?
Yeah, Scream at the Sky. We had people like, it was funny because I started posting it on my Instagram. And I was just like joking. I was like high, obviously, when we were like talking about it. And I was like, we'll smoke all these joints, whatever. And then people started seeing it on the Instagram, and then they started showing up at the shows with like more shit to like smoke. And then it was just like, yeah, it was crazy actually. And like, we would just, the rule was you had to at least hit it. So like, we didn't have to smoke the whole thing, but like, you had to hit the J. You know what I mean? It was 420 or something like that.
Jesus.
So people would show up and they'd have like 15 or 20, and we would just fucking do them all. Like, fucking, and then just count it up. And I was like, we ain't no fakers. We're 100. I was like, we ain't lying about none of this shit. I was like, we fucking, I don't know. Yeah, we smoked this shit. I think we passed it. I think we smoked like 450 or something like that.
Oh my
like,
God.
We hit the mark. Yeah, we hit the mark like the Friday before. And then, like, that Saturday and Sunday, it was just, like, epic. Like, people, like, showed up in the bucket loads. It was crazy.
We were those people one time, Mike.
Oh, God.
We went years ago. We showed up with some weed for a band.
Yeah, it was, the Supervillains.
The Supervillains.
Yeah, we showed up.
Nice, dude. Supervillains. That's funny.
Yeah, we met up with the Supervillains.
At
and we were
Coconuts.
Like, yeah.
It was at Coconuts.
Over on A1A.
Yeah, in Cocoa Beach.
Yeah, and we met up with them after the show, and they're like, listen, we have some weed. Do you want to smoke it with us? And I'm like, absolutely we do. And then it was his name? Sklart?
Nope.
Scarth? It was Scarth, right?
Sklart.
Scarth?
I think so. It's been a long time.
I can't remember it.
It's been a long time.
Name, something like that. I know who you're talking about. He's still in the band.
Yeah. Yeah. So we met up with him. He's like, I can't find the keys to the RV. We couldn't. And we ended up not smoking. We had to bail. He was like, I can't find the keys to the RV.
He just fucking bailed. He's so stupid. It's funny.
So, what's the story? Why did you stop throwing peanut butter and jelly sandwiches at people?
Damn, that's out there, huh? We basically just got yelled at like about it a bunch, and then like all of our shit. It was like literally like expensive ass equipment has like dried up 4-year-old peanut butter and shit on it. We were just like, dude, we can't be fucking doing this. Like, you know what I mean?
So
like, this
is explain to people that don't know what I'm talking. Obviously, you and I know what we're talking about. Could you explain what we're talking about?
At the end of the show, every night we have a super heavy song called Peanut Butter and Jelly. And we have a crowd member come up and basically throw sandwiches at the fucking crowd, and they're supposed to catch them and eat them as metal as possible. But when shit goes crazy, like basically an all out fucking like food fight happens, and we're like playing our instruments. I've been pegged in the head. Josh has had like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches like land on his drums like while he's playing. Like,
well, that's
perfect. We kind of like, we secretly all hate it, like, every night. Like, you know what I mean? We're all just like...
You invented the idea.
Yeah.
I guess we got to do the PB&J.
I hate this. I hate this, Kyle. I hate it, Kyle.
Yeah.
We got to give the people what they want.
Yeah, we figured we would have wrote, like, a number one hit by now. And then people, you know, the peanut butter and jelly would have just been, like, a doesn't happen sort of thing anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And plus all those allergies, right? You're gonna kill someone one day.
I've had someone leave the show. Like, I was like, yo, blah, blah, blah. So, like, I always, when we do it now, I'm like, yo, if you're fucking allergic to peanut butter or jelly, the show's over. Just go home.
Fuck off.
You know what I mean? Just fucking get out of here.
This isn't for you, weak jeans.
Yeah, this isn't for us. For you, weak jeans. Yeah. You need to leave. But, yeah, there was a kid at a show. And he was allergic to it, dude. And he was like, please don't do it. He's like, I really just want to hear the song, but I'm allergic to the peanut butter. And I was like, shut the fuck up. And his buddy's like, and this dude's like tatted in the face. He like looks like mean as shit. Like, you know what I mean? And you're like, shut the fuck up. Are you fucking with me? And he's like, nah, man, I could die. And he's like, but I really just want to hear you fucking.
He's got a
stand far away. Mike, does anybody have an EpiPen? Mike, so Gary can watch the show.
Mike, he's got teardrop tattoos, but they're shaped like little peanuts.
That's great.
We did not do it, though, I swear. We basically were just like, yo, fuck it. Like, this guy really liked the show. Like, you know what I mean? It was like a little club. No. I think there's only like 100 people there. And I was like, I'm not going to kill somebody. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's fucking... We should just carry on. You know what I mean? So I basically just fucking didn't do it that night. That was like in Virginia or some shit.
So someone uses your show like they do Suicide by Cop. Uh-huh. They have an allergy. And they just go to the show.
I'm going to see Lydia Can't Breathe. And I'm going to stay till the end.
Hopefully by the end, I can't breathe.
Stay in the end. Oh my God.
We dedicate the name of our band to Lydia, who we killed with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
That's how it all happened.
As based on our lawsuit.
All proceeds go to Lydia's family.
Lydia Can't Breathe Foundation.
We've never made any money. Oh my God.
Oh, so God. Ridiculous. So how are we going to get you guys hooked up with a permanent guitar player?
I don't know. I mean, find somebody. But, I mean, as of yet, we just kind of been, like, hiring people, basically. Like, right now, we got the kid that was actually on the tour for the 420 joints or whatever, the band that we toured with.
Yeah.
He's coming in to do the tantric shows whatever with us. So that way we have somebody.
So I'm going to help you out. So what I want you to do is I'm going to give you the floor and you're going to do what people would call a commercial advertising that you need a band member. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take this segment that you read while we're quiet and I'm going to put some music to it. I'm going to make it into a full production.
Make an ad for a guitar player? I'm going to
make an ad. For-
That's dope, yeah. Dude. That's a cool idea.
And three, two, one, go.
You could be part of the greatest movement of all time. You could be playing guitar for Lydia Can't Breathe, throwing peanut butter and jelly sandwiches at an average of 100 people a night across America, maybe for the rest of your life. And if you choose to do so and decide not to do it, we might kneecap you with a baseball bat. But just remember, it's all for the love of the music. Lydia Can't Breathe needs a guitar player, one that has some money. Call me. My name's Kyle.
All right, so I want to play some games. I have some things I want to do with you guys, okay? All right, I'm going to give you guys some options, and you guys are going to pick what stays and what goes, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Wait, it's just me and Kyle?
Me, you and Kyle.
It's not a three.
I'll be able, for some of these, I'll be able to do. I can't do the last one, but I can do this one. All right. So take off your pants and jacket versus Dookie. What stays, what goes? Take off your pants and jacket by Blink-182.
Kyle, Dookie you start, by Green you start Day. This one off. I'll start the next one.
Okay. I go, I don't know. That's a hard one.
I know.
I guess I'll have to go with Blink-182. I'll keep Blink-182.
Okay. Jeremy, I know you're probably going to go Blink.
Well, I want to go Blink because I like Blink overall.
Yeah.
Better. I don't like what happened to Green Day. But then
we're not talking about that era. We're talking about.
But without Dookie, then I don't have the Green Day I love.
I know. Exactly. 94 versus what? Take Off Your Pants was 99.
Yeah. I'm gonna keep Blink. Gonna keep Blink.
I'm going Dookie. Die hard classic Green Day. Well, yeah, goodbye, Dookie.
That's a great CD, though.
It is.
A great CD.
Yeah, both of them were absolutely bonkers.
I think I used Dookie. Dookie was probably more times where I sat in my room alone.
Yes.
Thinking about my life. I'm like, I am an outsider.
I binged Dookie far more than Take Off Your Pants and Jacket. All right, next.
I think that one's, iconic for sure.
Absolutely. Our next matchup is Bat Out of Hell by Meatloaf versus Bat Country by Avenged Sevenfold.
I'm keeping Bat Out of Hell.
I think I'm going to go ahead and keep... fuck. That's a tough one. That's a weird one.
I like the orchestrate... what is it?
Dude, Meatloaf is incredible. Orchestral.
I can't even, operatic. Yeah. Operatic.
Operatic.
Meatloaf is very operatic.
I love that shit.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and keep Avenged Sevenfold on this one, just because I probably listen to it more. But sure. I do think that Meatloaf is probably, I don't know, more like iconic or something.
Yeah, but I understand your reasoning, and your opinion matters. Okay, so Bat Country it is. I'm also going Bat Country.
You're going Bat Country.
I'm going Bat Country. Yeah. Yeah. Obviously the accolades of Bat Out of Hell far exceeds Bat Country. I mean, it's one
of the. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, the CD itself is like, yeah.
But so that's how I feel.
And he's also Jables' dad.
And Meatloaf collaborated with a whacked out guy to write that fucking album. Yeah. All right. Another one. Metallica's Black Album versus Jay-Z's Black Album.
Damn.
That's pretty fucking man. Tough, Mike.
That's fucking that's pretty serious.
Tough,
Mike.
It's very tough.
I'm keeping Jay-Z, bro. Real shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, that's what I'm going to have to do.
You got 99 problems and a bitch ain't one?
That's damn right.
Exactly. Yeah, damn right. Exactly. I just feel like I listened to that more than I did. I listened to Metallica because it's always on the radio. Like, you know what I mean? I love Metallica. Like, don't get me wrong. But, like, Jay-Z, I chose to put that on when I wanted to feel gangster. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, for sure.
Jeremy?
Well, I want to lean... Oh no, I can't do it. I have to go Jay-Z.
Yeah, Jay-Z. Because
you're gonna go Metallica because you don't listen to hip hop at all.
I don't listen to Jay-Z, so I'm gonna go Metallica.
I'm not gonna let Jay-Z lose this one, dude. Yeah, just because of your preferences.
All right, we got two more on this this segment. We got Beatles versus Taylor Swift in general.
Who do we keep? Oh my god. Beatles. That's easy. I'm Beatles. Fucking it's Beatles.
T-Swift.
Yeah.
Is it because did you realize that maybe you were the problem of well, your own
listen,
life, Mike?
Jeremy,
is that
Jeremy,
what happened?
Jeremy, I have a podcast, right? Okay, right? I have a podcast.
Uh-huh.
Her newest boy toy's got a podcast, right?
The Kelsey. Yeah.
Yeah, and he had this thing where he went on his podcast, and he potentially could have made up a story about how he tried to give Taylor Swift his phone number, and then she called him. Because of a story that he said on his podcast.
So that's why you keep her?
So, of course, Jeremy, I tried to give Taylor Swift my phone number by having my phone number written in the sky, but they went too high. They went into the stratosphere, which is too far for you to see. So she couldn't see my phone number, Jeremy. I did a big old thing, and I tried to get Taylor Swift's... I tried to give her my phone number, and unfortunately, it failed.
Is that why you're broke?
Yep, because I spent all my money on Taylor Swift to give her my phone number.
Is that a true story? That's amazing, dude.
Yep, that's absolutely true, Kyle.
Jesus Christ.
I get food stamps because of
she was
my
never
love for Taylor
she
Swift.
She was never going to give a shit about. Do you know what this Kelsey guy looks like, Mike?
Yes, he's an
Stand
Adonis.
Stand next to him.
Yes, soundtrack. This is the last one. Last one. Soundtrack for American Pie versus the soundtrack for Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Oh, man. I'm gonna go ahead. I don't even know.
Man of constant sorrow, I seen trouble on my day.
We literally have a singer on. Don't do that. Don't do that. This is,
dude, I would have to say, yeah, Brother, Where Are Thou? For sure. Just because I don't even honestly know. What the fuck is on the American Pie soundtrack?
Oh, it had like Green Day,
yeah, it's
Blink,
all the 90s,
Sum 41.
Oh yeah, dude. Then we're keeping American Pie.
It's
oh,
American
yeah.
Pie.
American
yeah,
Pie. It's American Pie. Yeah, it's well, American Pie. I don't know. Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? They had such classic, like original songs written for the movie. It was so good.
It's that song, Mike. It's that one song.
No,
that's the only one you know.
They sing it the whole song, the whole movie.
Right. It happens many times. It's the same song.
I don't know. I honestly don't remember. I don't.
The rest, right. of, the rest of it's all Pie acoustic. Wins. The rest of the soundtrack is acoustic. Noises.
They were singing in the river.
There is the, but that's an old song. That's not from there.
What about What about the guy that sold
Down
his
by
soul?
The river. Yeah.
You know he had his song.
Robert Johnson.
Anyway.
He played guitar, sold his soul at the crossroads.
Man. All right, now we're going to another segment.
Kyle, did you ever sell your soul at the crossroads?
Yeah, did you sell your soul to the devil and that's why you're so good?
I sold my soul. That is a true statement, my friends. Like, they don't really, it's like, it's not in like the written dialogue, but like anyone you see like at the top, like, I think the selling of your soul is like the limited amount of life you get to have. and you actually give yourself to the people, and you have no soul left because you give it to the people. Oh. If you win this game to the fullest, and I truly believe that, because like, you can't live like a normal life, like if you're constantly like trying to, you know, be it the number one or change the fucking world or fucking do a fucking movement, like you're constantly at it. It's like a sickness. It's like being like a drug addict to wanting to take over the world.
Oh, wow. You know what
I mean? It's fucking crazy.
It's incredibly profound, actually. It was very deep. Yeah. What, Jared? All right. So Jeremy in a previous episode brought up how emo music is based on not the vibe, but based on what you're saying. It's the content of the words. So, Jeremy, I'm going to give you song lyrics, and Kyle, you guys are going to try and figure out if this is an emo song. Whether or not it's an emo band, if the lyrics dictate that it's an emo song.
Right. It could be Billy, it could be Moving Out. I'm moving out. If you just read those lyrics, it sounds pretty emotional.
Yeah, so I'm gonna find out some of these artists that I've written down here if they are in fact emo. Let's start. First song, I'm gonna read you guys some lyrics. Every time you're near, every time I see your smile, hear your hello, saying you can only stay a while. Hey, I know that it's hard for you to say the things we both know are true. But tell me how come I keep forgetting we're not in love anymore. I keep forgetting things will never be the same again. I keep forgetting how you made that so clear. I keep forgetting, babe.
We're not in love anymore.
Is it an emo song?
Okay, okay.
I say no. It sounds like it's like an old like love song.
It's a love song. Kind of
it's like a love song. It's not an emo song.
So it's not emo.
That's a love song.
It's a love song, okay. not emo.
Forget it.
I was just off the record. I was convinced you were gonna say everything is emo.
No, nah, I feel like emo's like I'm gonna slit my wrist.
Very whiny. Okay, it's whiny.
You know what? Let's get to our stuff. All right, let's go into our next song. Put me back together, or separate the skin from bone. Leave me all the pieces, then you can leave me alone. Tell me the reality is better than the dream, but I found out the hard way nothing is what it seems.
That's not emo. Just I know who it is. That's why.
I think that the lyrics to me, they sound kind of emo, Mike.
I push my fingers into my eyes.
Yeah, check it out. Yeah, it is. It's just like rock. I mean, dude, he was a sad dude though, bro. Like a lot of the stuff he wrote about was like.
All right, Jeremy, you guys, emo or not emo?
I'm going with emo on that.
Jeremy's going emo.
Sad lyrics. Very like, you just give me all my stuff back and then leave me alone.
It's the only thing that slowly stops the ache.
It's Chester, right? It's it's Linkin Park.
Nope.
It's not Linkin Park.
I push my fingers into my eyes. I actually probably didn't
is
come
it
through
really
on Discord.
Slipknot?
Yeah, it's Slipknot.
Yeah, Slipknot.
Okay.
Which that's also a very depressed
the famous
dude.
Emo band, Slipknot.
He's a very depressed dude.
Yeah.
All right. Here's another one you guys may know, but I want you to listen to the lyrics and tell me emo or not. Ready? I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day is through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
It's a love song.
Love song.
It's a love song.
I can't even remember. I've heard that song
it's
before.
Johnny Cash.
Too,
it's Johnny Cash. Walk the line. Yeah. I walk the line.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Holy shit. But that's once you start reading it and it's not the song, like, I don't know what's happening.
Oh, sure. Sure. Jeremy, emo, again,
that's
one of the biggest
the
things
song.
That you brought up, Jeremy, is that when people sing about love,
that's not what
you're
I said.
You're like, yeah, because I was like, Jeremy, love. So what you're saying is
it's like, and I love you, but you love this other guy. that's emo shit. That's crybaby shit. Loving a woman and you being away and you still loving her is a love song.
Okay. It's like, okay.
I love her.
Okay. Yeah, let's
keep going. This is good. This is good. I like this.
We're learning.
Hey everybody, Future Michael here. Just wanted to tell you about our band of the week. Surprise, it's Lydia Can't Breathe with their song Electric Powder. They've been our band of the week longer than anybody. We're brought to you by Dungeon Studios, makers of 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons modules. Go to their website, dungeonstudios.co, to download a new module today. Those other modules, they're expensive. Get one that's just as good, but for less money. Because that's what they do. Putting out great modules at an affordable price for anybody. Anybody. Children. Babies. Anyone who has money. Make sure you subscribe to all of our socials for the clues to the whereabouts of a hidden treasure that we've buried somewhere. And also, yeah, make sure you guys tune in on Christmas Day. I'm going to be announcing over the next couple episodes, hyping you guys up for our Christmas special that we're releasing on Christmas Day. It's a pretty big deal. A lot of people involved, a lot of work going into this Christmas special, and we've been kind of building up to this special for the whole entire year. So multiple episodes, lots of lore building throughout the year, culminating to one glorious Christmas special. So make sure you catch that Christmas Day or shortly after. You know, Christmas is pretty hectic. Maybe you don't want to spend it listening to a podcast, but you know, just after Christmas ends, you can do that. All right, bye.
All right, shed a tear, because I'm missing you. Already angsty. Let's start.
I already know what song it
is. I'm still all right to smile. Girl, I think about you every day now. Was a time when I wasn't sure, but you set my mind at ease. There's no doubt you're in my heart now. Said, woman, take it slow, and it'll work itself out fine. All we need is just a little patience. Said, sugar, make it slow and we'll come together fine. All we need is just a little patience. Patience. Yeah.
That's a weird way.
I'm trying to think.
Emo or not emo, Jeremy?
It's not emo.
Not emo.
I don't even think you've done an emo one yet. Yeah. No, that's not emo.
Well, Jeremy was making a point that everybody has emo songs.
Every band does have an emo. Everyone has an emo song.
Yeah, for sure.
Because the drugs never work, they're going to give you a smirk. Because they got methods of keeping you clean. They're going to rip up your heads, your aspirations to shreds. Another cog in the murder machine. They said, all teenagers scare the living shit out of me. They could care less as long as someone will bleed. So darken your clothes or strike a violent pose. Maybe they'll leave you alone, but not me.
Punk?
That's punk. Not emo?
Not emo. That's punk.
Fascinating.
It's rebellious.
Fascinating. Okay, Kyle, what's your call?
I don't think... That's the closest one. That's the one that I'm on the fence with.
Fascinating.
I'm going to go... I'll pick emo just because you haven't had one yet. Maybe it is.
Oh, it was My Chemical Romance.
That's kind of fucking emo, right?
Famous emo band. Famous emo band, My Chemical Romance.
Jeremy, not emo.
That sounded more like the government, stuff like that. That punk shit.
All right. Here we go. 10 G's will take your daughter out her Air Forces. Believe you me, homie. I know all about losers. No, I'm sorry, losses. I'm from Compton, where the wrong colors be cautious. One phone call, have your body dumped in Marcy. I stay strapped like car seats. Been banging since my little ninja got killed by his Barclays.
Did you change it to ninja?
It does not say ninjas. I don't know,
not
guys. It's pretty emo.
Not fucking emo at all.
No, and I wear the right colors, Mike.
All right, just across the board, not emo. I see gentlemen in this bitch stunting, popping bottles, getting drunk with these bitches. Then when they leave, they get followed, fall asleep with their bitch, and really don't know much about her. Then she let us in. We take all your shit. And when you wake up, she help you try find it. I love her.
Not emo.
Not emo at all. She is a trap queen, though.
A little bit emo.
She's a trap queen, though.
I don't know. Johnny Cash is definitely emo.
Oh, my God.
And so is Michael McDonald.
I keep forgetting. Not in love. But that led to one of the best fucking rap songs ever, dude.
I don't know. I think these rappers are pretty emo.
Michael McDonald.
Okay.
Forget, not in love anymore. It's Regulators.
Oh my God, you are right. That's funny, dude. That is like the greatest rap song ever. I used to try to rap that when I was a kid. I remember with like the Walkmans. I'd have like my tape playing and shit. You know what I mean?
When I was a kid, I would listen to the radio late night. And when Ludacris would come on, I'd take my cassette player and I'd record Ludacris from the radio to my cassette and I'd make my own mixtape.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything? What's you got another segment, Mike?
No, that was it. I mean, obviously, they're all emo. You're all in just denial.
We're in denial.
I don't think Trap Queen is.
They're all emo. 50 Cent is emo. Kyle, are you the main songwriter for the band? Are you the one making all these bangers? Are you writing the lyrics?
I definitely write all the lyrics. And I probably write, like, I want to say 50% of the actual music as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I write all the lyrics, though, but I only wrote, like, some of our old shit. Like, when people quit, I wrote, like, the bulk of the albums. But since we've had, like, you know, core members for a minute now, we kind of, like, split up everyone would bring, like, music riffs, you know what I mean? And then I would just pick what was easiest for me to sing over or vibe.
Mm-hmm.
But whenever I write, I always tell them, I'm like, yo, bro, I play guitar and I fucking like it because I wrote it. Of course I can sing to it already. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like they're in for an uphill battle. But when they write good shit, like we do it. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not trying to be like arrogant and not have like, Shad wrote this song that could, you know, make us like famous. And because I didn't write the riff, we're not going to play it. You know what I mean?
That. Yeah. Okay. That's cool.
But I am a stickler about the lyrics just because I feel like I'm the face of the band and I'm not trying to like say what the fuck they believe in or whatever. Like, if that makes sense, unless like we have like a common ground, but I don't want to be like Shad, like believes in something and writes a song about it, but I don't believe it. But then I sing it and then the whole world thinks that like, I give a shit about, you know what I'm saying, butterflies or something.
That's how you become Creed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Basically. Yeah.
That's really good.
I don't need that. I don't need that in my life. I'd rather just not have that happen. You know what I mean?
I'm just gonna listen to some emo Lil Wayne.
It's like, did you know that Lydia Can't Breathe is an emo band?
Yeah, famously.
Dude, I've gotten that a bunch, I'm telling you.
What is your go-to, like, if you had to classify one of your songs as emo, what is it going to be? Let's be honest.
Dude, I don't even know. I'd say maybe the one, like, that we dropped, Please Be Over, this year. That's, like, the fucking mellowest song ever. Even our old mellow songs, I made it a point. Like, I'd be like, okay, this song's not that heavy, so we're going to talk about, like, burning a house down in it, so that way it still is tough because we don't want anyone to think we're fucking soft. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, there's a fucking reggae part. We're burning a house down right here during this part.
And then she left me, so I burned down her dad's house.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
shed a tear because, you know, I'm missing you. I'm still all right to smile.
Wait, so I miss you just like you miss your new dog. Where did it go?
Getting drunk with these bitches. Then when they leave, wait, they are get you followed.
You're reading rap lyrics and
fall
singing.
Fall asleep. That's not with the same that thing. Bitch. Emo.
No?
Everything is emo. Oh, God. So what's coming down the pipeline for Lydia Can't Breathe? Any projects? Anything coming up?
We're about to be in the studio again, and then we have like 6 more new singles that we're going to be dropping like periodically. Like we just kind of do them like every 2 months, and then like let it, you know, like we get a new release, and then once it's like not that new anymore, we try to just keep the engine going. So I mean, we'll constantly have material. We're trying to do like 3 music videos a year.
Yeah,
because they're just, it's expensive to do the music videos.
And you guys have some like great videos. So you guys lit that car on fire. Yeah, you lit that car on fire. Yeah. Is great.
Yeah, exactly. That was the emo song. You know what I mean? I was like, what are we doing? What are we doing? We're fucking singing about love right now. Burn something.
Like, yeah, you know, blow it up.
Oh my god, that shit was crazy. That was the hottest shit I ever experienced in my life.
Yeah,
like, and we couldn't get a permit to do it, so we just did it in like the middle of nowhere by this lady's house, and then the fucking dude, it was intense, bro. It was fucking scary. We thought we were gonna like burn down the house for a second, like on accident, and then I was gonna be like, oh no, what did we do?
Oh no.
I guess I'm going to have to write a song about this.
Yeah, I have to write a song.
How deep into Sebastian did you have to go?
Dude, we were like in the middle of fucking, I want to say we were in like Grant almost, like out in like one of those places. I honestly couldn't even get back there. Like if like, they were like, you take me there, you show me where you did it. I'd be like, dude, like no matter how mad anybody is about this right now, like I don't know where the fuck we were. Like,
I smoked like 400 joints.
Yeah. That day. Yeah. Like, what do you want?
All right. Like, I can find it, but you have to get me 6 shots of tequila.
Yeah. You got to put me back in that state of mind. And then I got here for sure.
So, when it comes to old school metal, I had this epiphany, right, Kyle, that I wanted to talk to somebody who knows what's going on. I want to talk to them about. I grew up loving Ozzy Osbourne.
Mm hmm. Famous emo artist, yeah.
Mike, everything's not emo.
You're the one that said everything was emo.
I mean, Crazy Train might, actually.
Yeah, uh-huh.
If you read the lyrics without inflection.
I love how far backwards you're going from your original statements.
I don't remember that episode. It was 6 tequila shots ago. I don't remember that one.
But continue.
I've been trying to listen to a lot of the like not-so-popular songs, and I'm just having a hard time getting into it. With Ozzy's voice and like the face that I have of Ozzy.
Mm-hmm.
Like Ozzy to me is shot in the dark. It's just a shot in the dark. I like that shit.
You're talking about all the new shit, like with like Post Malone and stuff like
that? Yeah, all that stuff happening. I'm trying to be still with it. I want to be a fan.
Yeah, but they're just doing that to cross market it. I don't know. Yeah, I feel you on that. They're like, maybe it's not the most famous stuff, but what they're trying to do is bring all those Ozzy fans to Post Malone and then vice versa.
What about
like that's their,
keep them in the spotlight? They're like shuffling them up on the stage and I'm supposed to like it.
Oh,
because
yeah.
I'm an Ozzy
he
fan.
Just Ozzy Osbourne just did that cover of John Lennon.
Yeah.
That John Lennon song, and they had him parading around with flowers in London. Did you see the music video?
He's the Prince of Darkness, for God's sake.
Yeah, so, he was dressed. He was dressed as normal Ozzy Osbourne. He looks like he's literally a Satanist. And he's holding flowers, traveling through London while he's singing John Lennon songs.
It's like Mickey Mouse.
Nah, man. He doesn't know what's happening. No, he's got like...
What do you want like me to do?
Let me show up to where I got to, and then I'll give me some money. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, can't be mad at Ozzy, bro. Like, you got to be mad at the people. You know what I mean?
That's I could never be mad at Ozzy.
Yeah. He doesn't even know. He hasn't known what's going on for at least, like, 15 years.
Yeah.
He's, like, been on autopilot, and his heart and his heart still works. I don't know about how much of his brain. Just the part that keeps you alive, but the rest of it is not fucking working. You know what I mean? Like,
I run exclusively on Quaaludes.
Yeah. That's the only way he gets through the day.
Mike, who's your favorite old school metal band?
Oh, God.
I know.
Oh, God.
That's a tough one for you, buddy.
Old school metal. What is old? You know, what is old school metal? You know, what is it, though? Tell me.
Like Anthrax, Slayer.
Oh God, Buck I don't like those. I don't like those.
You don't like?
I don't. Cannibal Corpse, dude. No. Cannibal Corpse. Fucking bands don't. From you ever? What is it from? Ace Ventura. You know the.
Mike, but what about Gwar?
Gwar is like, I'd love to go to a Gwar show. I couldn't say one song that they've ever done.
No, after Master Commander died, I was out.
Yeah.
Old school metal. Mm.
You're going to hate this because you hate a guy that we went to school with. I love this band, but Iron Maiden is one of the best metal bands.
I couldn't name one song. I couldn't name one song by Iron Maiden.
I like Iron Maiden, but I wouldn't even, honestly, I can't remember a song either. There's like something Through the Gallows or something, right? Isn't that like the only thing?
And Hallowed Be Thy Name.
Entered Sandman's the only thing I can think of. So
it's Metallica. Dude, I love that song.
I'm thinking about Metallica then. Dude,
Metallica's 100, bro. If it wasn't Jay-Z earlier, like I would have took Metallica. Like, you can't be mad at Metallica.
You should have said, do we keep Metallica's Black or Weezer's Blue?
That was my first thing, but I was like, wait, is there another Black album I can pit up against this Black album? And it was like Jay-Z's Black album. I was like, oh, yes.
Yeah.
No, Jay-Z's.
But my first thought was Weezer's Blue album versus Metallica's Black album.
Or Weezer's.
Weezer's Blue album. We would have got rid
of Weezer. Weezer's Blue album or Beatles' White album, Mike?
Uh-huh.
You.
Blue album.
You pick Blue album to keep Blue album?
Fuck the Beatles.
Get rid of the White album?
Yeah, just, no, who needs it?
All right. How do you feel about that, singer-songwriter, Kyle?
I never would pick anybody over the Beatles except for maybe Queen.
Oh, Queen is great. Oh,
Queen's not metal though. Queen's not metal.
No, it's operatic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
rock.
It's pop rock, kind of.
Yeah.
And it's
they invented pop rock.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Basically. Yeah, I want to say I agree on that one.
God, they were so good.
So good. Stupid. It was crazy.
It's one of those things that I hope I never find out. Everything was written by a studio.
Yeah.
And they were just like basically NSYNC or Backstreet Boys.
Nah, I don't think so, man. It would have came out in the movie.
It would have been in the movie.
Yeah, they would have fucking told us.
Well, you know the guy that did Closing Time, you know, Closing Time.
Semisonic. Semisonic,
yeah. So the guy, like, you know, he beyond the fact that he's got his band, like, he's writing stuff for other people. Like, he wrote, what's her face? The British lady.
Hello?
Yes. What's her name?
Adele.
Oh, Adele.
Yeah, so he's written like Adele music. Like, that dude writes for other people because he's a fantastic songwriter.
Queen had four songwriters, and they were all competing to get their songs written. So they didn't. There's no way they fucking were like, hey, outside guy, like, we want you to write a song. Like, they were already fighting amongst each other, like, about, like, yo, no, I want to write everything. Like, you know what I mean?
Man, yeah.
I know, like, with our band, it's like that. Like, people are like, oh, come on, man, let's do my song. Like, you know what I mean? And you're like, God, I don't want to do your song. I want to do my fucking song. You know what I mean?
Make it better, Shad. Come on, Shad.
I'm tired of singing about daffodils, Jason.
Yeah.
No one gives a shit about ducks, Charles.
Yeah. You think I give a fuck about that shit?
Shut up, Josh. You're the drummer.
Burning a house down.
You said because your girlfriend broke up with you. Shut up, Chuck.
Yeah. You don't fucking care. Oh, my God.
It's so
I'm
funny.
A better person now. When we first started, I was way worse.
You were Nathan Explosion in the beginning.
I used to trip. We'd get there and I'd be like, you're all fucking bitches. Like, fucking crazy. Oh, my God.
Just play the drums, you idiot.
Yeah, just play the fucking drums. No, don't look at me. You play the fucking drums.
Fucking Josh.
I'm the face of the band. I am God.
Yeah. Don't even look at my face.
Look at my tattoos. They're mostly machinery because I'm cool.
Yeah. It's like, look at my tattoo. You can only look at my tattoo while you're in my presence.
It's like Kiss. They're like, Beth. Never. I would never sing a song about a girl named Beth.
Ugh, what an ugly name. Oh, that was a name. Well, I don't think any of them were British.
No, they're all from Israel. All four of them are Israel? They're all Jews. All four of them are Jews from Israel.
Oh.
They moved to America.
You never think of Kiss, the Jewish metal band.
Yeah, it's a Jewish metal band.
That's fine.
We are Majizipod, MJSYPOD on all the things. Thank you so much for joining us today, Kyle.
Oh, yeah, dude, it was 100, dude. It was fucking good time. Honestly, that was cool.
Where do you want to send people? Where, how do they need to get in touch with your band and experience the things you're doing?
And what kind of peanut butter do you use for your peanut
butter? Eat a bunch of mushrooms, and then we'll see you on the other side, everybody. No.
Bold.
But, you can go to LydiaCan'tBreathe.com. That's what I would recommend, or any social network. You just type in Lydia Can't Breathe. But the website has everything. But, you know, we have the YouTube, the Instagram, the Facebook, the all that good shit.
You guys make some really great stuff. I definitely recommend people check out your music videos because you guys put a lot of effort. They're professionally done, and they're linked with great fucking music. So everyone needs to check out your stuff.
No, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate you guys having us, too.
Oh, no problem,
and,
man.
And for our longtime listeners, like, if they haven't picked it up yet, like, this is the band. This is our first theme song.
Yeah, we used their song Sheep for 6 months.
Sheep was our theme song for 6 months, dude. These guys rock. Nice.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
All right. Well, Kyle, is there anything else you want to add, buddy?
Nah, I mean, smoke good weed, everybody, and then check out the healthy mushrooms and the other magic mushrooms. I've been eating all those. I like that.
Nice.
Microdose.
Wise words. Wise words.
Hey, we'll keep in touch, buddy. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Absolutely.
All right. Have a good day, guys.
All right. You too, man.
All right. Later.
Bye. We are Michael and Jeremy Steal Your Podcast. We're on all the things. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're hiding clues to a treasure that we've buried, and it's your job to find it based on the clues that we hide in the episodes and our social media. It may even be in the voicemail of our phone number, which we have. It's 903-287-0660. I've memorized it at this point. I don't need you anymore, Jeremy.
No one calls it anyways, Mike.
We actually have merchandise now. If you want to buy a sticker or a magnet, they're $5. It's not expensive. $5 for a sticker. They're 4-inch by 4-inch stickers. And we got magnets with our logo on it. So if you want to purchase those, just hit me up. Go to our Patreon page, patreon.com/majizipod, MJSYPOD. You can find our Patreon episodes, which include any of the interviews that we can do with the shows that we steal. It's on our Patreon page. And you can find those on Spotify through our second channel, Michael and Jeremy Steal Your Podcast Supreme.
It's a good one.
Peanut butter jelly time.
Was that them?
Well, they have a song
Peanut Butter Jelly Time. No, is that the hard one they were talking about? They ended with?
No. They have a song called Peanut Butter, a very hardcore peanut butter jelly song. We have a playlist which contains all of the music in which we use, and believe it or not, Jeremy, we got some pretty big names coming up in the future because a independent record label has sent us 4 bands to feature.
Lucky them.
Yeah, absolutely.
how I end my emails.
In future episodes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. That's what it was. You're welcome. And we'll be featuring some pretty great music over the next month or so, depending on when I want to include them. You know, that's got to have a feeling for the episode, right? You have to have the, it's got to have a vibe with the episode. I try to pair them up as best as I can. You know, the music with the episode, things like that. Jeremy, is there anything else you want to add?
It was a fantastic episode. I just felt like it was a privilege to be here.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
We have a lot of recording to do.
Yeah, still.
So you get more viewers, more opportunities, more record time.
Yeah, and you know, here, maybe you're listening to us in Atlanta right now.
Ooh.
On FM radio.
99.1.
Something or other.
FM.
Huzzah.
WDJYS.
I don't know.
Shout out, Atlanta.
Shout out to you, Atlanta, listening to us. It's late at night. It could be almost 10 o'clock for you. Who knows? I love you.
Shout out Outkast. Yep. Rick Ross, the boss.
What's his name? Donald Glover.
Ernie Hudson.
We love you.
We're just naming black people now.
Fried chicken.
Whoa. All right.
No, they have a great fried chicken. Oh, my God. I love you guys, all of you.
Click subscribe.
Yeah, 5 stars. If you're listening to us on a streaming platform, give us the 5 stars. And if you are listening to us in Atlanta, then please tune into our podcast because it's unedited. And you can listen to all the words that I say in context.
Words like...
pineapple.
And...
strawberry.
It's my least favorite one that you say.
Strawberry?
No, that's not what you said. You
pineapple?
Said
pineapple. Okay. Okay. Anyway.
Thanks for tuning in.
Anything else, Jeremy?
I love you, buddy.
I love you too.
Peace.
Bye. Guest.
The band's amazing, too.
What a great fucking band.
They've been around for 10 plus, right?
So much metal.
So much metal to consume.
And what a funny guy. Throwing peanut butter and jelly sandwiches at the handicapped individuals.
It was like their version of Guar, where they just do fake blood onto crowds.
Just gonna fucking throw.
They make a bunch of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and just chuck them at.
Fuck peanut allergies.
Yeah. That was so great. He had that story about Virginia.
Anyway. Hey. Jeremy and Chancey, do you guys hear? Hello?
Yep. What? Yep. Still what? Here.
Oh, okay.
Then, Mike, they hung out the whole time.
Wow. What were you guys doing while we were doing your show?
We were consulting Don Vito because he got his dick sucked illegally.
Wait, he's sad about it? I thought he did a great job.
He's pressing charges on you.
What? He was very welcoming.
I don't know. I was there, Mike. I think you were the welcoming one.
We were two consenting adults.
He was just chilling, smoking a cigarette, and you just tried to suck his dick. He didn't even ask you to.
Oh, God. Am I going to jail?
Nah, we got you covered, man.
Okay.
John Vio might want to cuddle with you later tonight, but we got you covered.
Oh, well, I mean, thank you. Here's your podcast back. I'm going to, Jeremy, I'm running.
Mike, you need to brush your teeth, Mike.
Well, Chancey, I don't know what the fuck just happened. I mean, these dudes come out of nowhere, decide to suck off Don Vito, and then they give you and me a couple of fucking J's and tell us to go back for a while, and we come back in, and they already took over the whole fucking show. Like, this is just bullshit. Like, and you fucking picked Avenged Sevenfold over Meatloaf? Like, this is just an insult to musers everywhere.
I mean, I mean, I'll respect whatever decision that they made, but everybody knows my opinion on Avenged Sevenfold. You know, Meatloaf definitely should have took the W on that one.
I swear to God, if Taylor Swift won, I'm going to go fucking take off my diaper right now and get pissed about it.
Yeah, I mean, T-Swift's all right, though. You know, she's got herself a little bit of a following.
Oh, they wear fucking diapers for her, Chancey. Of course they'll follow her. They can go poop in their fucking diapers. They don't have to go find a bathroom. They have diapers.
I sprinted out of here, Jeremy. Why didn't you follow me?
They were just going back and forth.
You were just watching them talk?
I don't know. It was a pretty interesting show.
So, okay.
That was my cut. I cut it. Is that good? I cut it right there, Mike. Okay. You took a sip and I saw the look in your eyes. You're like, why did I commit to that? I mean, you did, though. But you did. And it's done now.
It's in the canon. That I sucked a man's dick in order to get into a podcast. And I did it to myself.
It's finally happened.
I'm gonna die alone.
Bet you wish we would have just kicked down the door now, huh, Mike?
No, Jeremy. I commit. Commit to the bit. Commit to the bit.
Outro.